You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. When things seem hopeless, being able to reach out for support can make a world of difference. Amanda Whitfield was diagnosed with Stargardt's disease a few years ago, but when her condition started getting worse in 2020, she reached out to charity Sight Scotland for help. There, she met community worker Debbie McGregor, who has supported Amanda in getting back on her feet. And both Debbie and Amanda are here today speaking with us. It is so lovely to have you on the show.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, Amanda, we'll start with you. Could you take us back to 2020? There was quite a few things going on in your life at the moment. Could you talk us through them?
Yeah, so 2020, I was on maternity leave. I was in the prison sector. So I was on maternity leave when my eyesight progressively got worse. So I went from partially sighted to severely visually impaired. I reached out to Debbie, it was in November, just to obviously see what my options were for my work-wise, because I didn't know what to do. Shortly after, maybe a month or two after, I became homeless. It was a relationship breakdown, so I was homeless with my seven-month-old baby. And I got put into a hotel. Obviously, during pandemic and everything, there was nothing I could do. A lot of people were shielding, etc. So I had no other option but to go into a hotel and present as homeless with my daughter.
So this is obviously such a terrible situation you found yourself in. How were you feeling? What was going into your head at the time?
I was in shutdown mode. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to keep it strong for my little one, but she was teething really badly and everything at that point as well. So I was struggling. She wasn't settling. She wasn't in her normal routine. She wasn't in her home. My eyesight was obviously getting worse, and I was kind of left in a room on my own. Couldn't really go out. You weren't supposed to go out for walks, so I was isolated. I definitely went into some form of depression very quickly, trying for my daughter and still trying to keep happy and positive, but yeah, I was in shutdown mode.
So what made you take that first step and reach out to Sight Scotland for help?
Well, I reached out before all this happened, and it was because my eyesight was deteriorating further that I didn't know what option was for work-wise, but it was actually Debbie who got in touch with me when I was in a hotel regarding technology and stuff that they had. And at that point I had said, well, at the moment I can't do anything about it because I don't have a known address for anything to get sent to or get any visits to. Obviously Debbie took it upon herself. She wanted to help me. So at that point it was Debbie actually reached out to me at the most convenient time. I could have said to me I'd really needed that help and support, and it just helped me lift back up and kind of get pushing on again with it.
Well, Debbie, what was it like for you finally getting back in touch with Amanda, finding out what's happening with her? Talk us through that time as well, because I imagine you were working in an interesting situation as well, probably working from home mostly.
Yeah, definitely. And our service was really new. When Amanda first emailed us, actually, an inquiry in about 5 weeks after the service opened. So at that point, there was no like national support line or anything. Like initially, it was about like going back to work and all of that, and like me looking into signposting Amanda and kind of seeing what was out there in West Lothian for her. Generally, we'd support people in Edinburgh mainly, and East Lothian and Middle Lothian, but we can help anybody. And I was happy to look into things for Amanda, but be honest with her that I was learning as well. It was a new role to me. When we were given funding for iPads, Amanda sprung to mind because I thought, you know, she's a young mum. Maybe she would benefit from this. I'll give her a wee phone and see if she, you know, she would want one. And then I couldn't believe it. She just says, well, I'm in this hotel and I'm homeless and I've got the baby and it's locked down. There's no one around. And I just was like, you want someone who'll just care and help. And she didn't ask, but I was just like a dog with a bone. And so luckily the charities that I'd been researching and kind of reaching out to in my first 5 weeks, I had made kind of links with people, and so then got in touch with other age charities to kind of ask, you know, where do I go with this? And then finally, through like contacting places, they were able to get Amanda housed. And it was just, well, yeah, it was pretty, pretty massive and, you know, just brilliant to see.
Well, Amanda, that was back then. Where are you now currently? Are things looking up?
It's looking up, definitely, yeah. I'm still obviously in a temporary accommodation and waiting a permanent residence. It's just how long's a piece of string, because obviously my eyesight is a progressive sight loss. I've been given a restriction location. So I'll be getting the house closer to family and friends, so for support in the future. As deteriorates, we don't know how quick it's going to do. So I'm in a temporary house just now, and I have been here for 2 years now. Site Scotland has been really, really good as well. My local SNP, everybody on board to try and obviously help and support just with my application form. There's little things I've still got to cross all the T's and dot the I's, so to speak, just obviously to get where I want to be for my forever home. So definitely looking up though.
So whilst you're still, I guess, waiting on the forever home, you still have your little girl to look after, but I heard that you're also giving back and supporting others with sightless at the same time.
Yes, I am, yeah. I've been part of the policy team, so within Sight Scotland, it's a 3-year type contract that's obviously voluntarily, but we just do the policy team. There's maybe about 6 or 7 in the group. We're doing quite a bit with the charities at the moment, so that's been really, really good. And obviously there's quite a lot of people reached out to me that I know that I had no idea they were going through sight loss. So once my story had kind of came out there, they reached out to me and asked a bit for help and support as well. So it's been great. We've been helping each other.
Now, Debbie, is there anything you could perhaps say to someone who is struggling and finds reaching out for help a little bit daunting?
Definitely. You know, I think Amanda would agree that, you know, she's a completely different woman now. And I'm so proud of her and everything she's achieved. She came asking for advice on returning to work, and now she can stand up at conferences and represent Sight Scotland and talk. And I would urge anybody who's needing the emotional support or the practical support to just get in touch, because there's nothing that we wouldn't want to help somebody with. We're there to turn to. We're more than happy to help anybody. Just pick up the phone and we'll try and help.
Well, Amanda, I guess I only have one more question left. And what are your hopes for the future? And aside, obviously, from wanting that forever home and looking forward to getting that one.
Obviously, just I'm really looking forward to getting back into work as well. So once my daughter's, whether it be nursery or school, I don't know obviously what hours will be accepted yet. So once she's settled within school or nursery, getting back into a job, which I actually thought I'm not going to be the most appealing person to hire, but my mindset has now changed. There's so many different options out there for you. It's just you need to be willing to look for it and stuff as well. So I just kind of thought, oh my God, am I going to be able to work again? I don't want to give up my work. Now knowing I have so many people helping and supporting, they're pushing me, but they're also encouraging me and they believe in me. And I lost that for a while, and that was quite a shame. But I want to be in a job. I want to be financially stable to look after my own daughter and just help and support her, but she's helping me as well. So just continue to grow. I can't thank Sight Scotland enough, honestly. They've gave me the boost I've needed, and I won't lose it again. I had a wee wobble for a while, but I'll not lose it again. I just want to push on for my daughter's sake.
Well, it's such a lovely story. So if anyone listening, just like Amanda, feels like they would like to reach out to Sight Scotland, their website is sightscotland.org.uk, and the helpline number is 0800 024 8973. Now, Debbie, Amanda, thank you so much for speaking to us today, and obviously for sharing such a wonderful story.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.